Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm. Have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. Knowledge continues to multiply, but so do world troubles. Joel Hilliker recently wrote an article at thetrumpet.com titled AI Experts, Wake Up. And here's a quote. It looks to me like the explosion of AI, and that's artificial intelligence, will play a leading part in writing the ultimate lesson in 6,000 years of human history, that left to ourselves, we will exterminate our race. And further, he wrote, protect your mind, don't outsource your ability to think, guard your brain, your mind, your human spirit, hold fast to what makes you human. You're going to need it once this experiment is over. So it's a great article to go back and read. It's really terrifying in a lot of ways, but it speaks to this point that even though knowledge is multiplying at a rapid rate, world troubles are also multiplying. And if you watch the news and pay attention to that, you know that there's some pretty incredible things happening, pretty terrible things that are happening. Notice this quote from Lesson 1 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course. It's a free course at thetrumpet.com. It says, obviously, material knowledge and scientific and technological know-how have not brought man the answers to world problems. This knowledge has only led to the proliferation of problems and has led mankind to the brink of nuclear annihilation. So some of you might remember the history of World War II from living through that time period. Others will have studied it. But if you recall, at the end of the war, General Douglas MacArthur said this, quote, men since the beginning of time have sought peace. Various methods through the ages have been attempted to devise an international process to prevent or settle disputes between nations. Military alliances, balances of power, leagues of nations, all in turn failed, leaving the only path to be by way of the crucible of war. The utter destructiveness of war now blots out this alternative. We have had our last chance. And he was talking about, you know, the atomic bomb. You know, they'd have wars, of course. Mankind's had a lot of wars to settle disputes ultimately. But MacArthur was saying, look, the technology that they had then showed that we couldn't have another war on that scale, not a world war, because, well, we would just drop a bunch of bombs on each other, and that would be the end of mankind. And, of course, the technology is so far advanced from that time that that's even more true today. He went on to say, we've had our last chance. If we will not devise some greater and more equitable system, Armageddon will be at our door. The problem, basically, is theological and involves a spiritual recrudescence and improvement of human character that will synchronize with our almost matchless advances in art, literature, science, and all the material and cultural developments of the past 2,000 years. He says it must be of the spirit if we are to save the flesh. So as he pointed out, and very astutely, there needs to be an improvement in human character. Otherwise, the advanced physical knowledge only leads to more problems. If you think about artificial intelligence, you know, it is a tool that can be used to do some amazing things. But at the same time, it's created some horrible situations, and there's more about that every day in the news. Notice Hosea 4. We have a few passages to look at today, so if you have a Bible handy, get it out. We can look at these scriptures together. Hosea 4 and verse 6. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Seeing you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. So God here is correcting people for rejecting knowledge. Now, he's not talking about physical knowledge, you know, technology. It's the true spiritual knowledge. People don't have enough of that, or they reject it if they do have it. So we have an abundance of material knowledge, and that's rapidly increasing, but that knowledge is only leading to our destruction. Because there's not enough of this spiritual knowledge. That's what we need. We need an increase in spiritual knowledge if we're going to solve the problems in this world, if we're going to solve the problems in our individual lives. We need this true knowledge. Notice Proverbs 14. Proverbs 14 and verse 12, this is a passage that no doubt you've heard many times, but it's true. It says, there is a way which seems right unto a man. You know, you could throw a lot of the technology in there. Well, it seems right. It seems like it could be a good thing. But the end thereof are the ways of death. All this technological advancement can seem right, but you really look at the fruits that this knowledge is producing, this knowledge that's running wild like a wildfire burning across the prairie, and without, though, true spiritual knowledge to guide it, well, what do we have? Well, more and more evils, more and more horrific stories in the news about people just going crazy, just doing insane things. Because they don't have this spiritual knowledge. They're rejecting it, or they don't have it in the first place. We see more material knowledge, but at the same time, we see mankind getting further away from God, and that's where the real danger is. And General Douglas MacArthur was hitting on that, you know, at least in the way that he could understand it. Notice 2 Timothy 3 and verse 13. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 13. It says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. This is talking about our time today. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So that's the time in which we live. A lot of material knowledge, a lot of technology, but evil men and seducers waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So what are we to do? Notice verse 14. But continue you in the things which you have learned. Talking about spiritual knowledge now, and has been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. So in these evil times, as things get worse and worse, we need to get more and more into the Word of God. We need to continue to, you know, grow and develop in God's knowledge and use it, continue in the things that we are learning. Yeah, it's interesting today, people are so quick to ask AI questions. How about asking God questions? And looking for the answers in His Word, in the Holy Bible. I read a news story just last night about somebody that got involved with AI, and they were asking all kinds of questions, and they ended up going crazy and hurting other people. They were so caught up in talking to this artificial intelligence, they needed to be asking God some questions. They needed to be praying, and they needed to be studying. That would have prevented so much heartache and so much tragedy. Drop down to verse 16 here. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. See, here's all the benefits of Bible study. It's given by the inspiration of God. First of all, it's not some, you know, artificial intelligence. It's God's intelligence. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. How do we live? What's right? What's wrong? What do we need to do? And for instruction in righteousness. All those benefits there that come from studying God's Word. That's what mankind needs. A lot more of that. Again, lesson one of the correspondence course. It says, Jesus Christ, the greatest newscaster who ever lived, knew the ultimate result of the terrible state of affairs men would bring on themselves in this end time. You know, Jesus Christ was a great prophet, the greatest prophet. Sometimes people don't think about him in that way. But he was, and he knew the end, the ultimate result of man, and man just getting all this knowledge, physical knowledge, but rejecting God's knowledge. Notice Matthew 24 and verse 22. This is what Jesus Christ said. And there's, I guess, somewhat of a religious revival going on in America right now, to some extent, at least. You know, people are talking that way. But you don't hear too much about this when people talk about Jesus Christ. But here's what he said in Matthew 24 and verse 22. Except those days should be shortened, There should no flesh be saved alive, it reads in the Moffat translation. No flesh saved alive. We'd be getting to a point where we'd wipe out all of humanity. And that's not hard to imagine because we know the technology that's out there. We know the weaponry that's out there, at least on some level. And even artificial intelligence now, there's quite a few warnings from people that are involved in it saying this can get out of hand pretty quickly. Except those days should be shortened. There should no flesh be saved alive. Lesson 1 of the Correspondence Course says, yet your Bible shows there is hope for mankind. God Almighty has promised to intervene in world affairs. You see, that's what's going to solve our problems. It's not going to be more scientific knowledge. It's going to be the knowledge of God. And then there's a lot of good scientific knowledge we need as well, but God's knowledge has to be foundational, true spiritual knowledge. It says God Almighty has promised to intervene in world affairs. He will not allow the scientific genius of man to destroy all life on this planet. He has promised to send Jesus Christ again, this time to save us from ourselves and bring us peace at last. So much talk about peace today, and yet there's war, which the Bible prophesied as well. They'd say peace, peace, but there's just war everywhere. So our hope isn't in the rise of artificial intelligence and other technology. Our hope is in the return of Jesus Christ to this earth to reestablish the government of God. And so we need to really understand God's word. That is the most important thing to do right now, is to have more of God's knowledge. There's a lot of false knowledge out there. Certainly religious knowledge. There's a lot of false religious knowledge. But knowledge in general, there's just a lot of false knowledge. Or knowledge that, you know, if it's not used correctly, can be quite harmful. Notice 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 17 through 21. Again, just some admonitions here that we need to follow. Verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. We need to be doing that. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, having a right attitude, a thankful attitude. Verse 19, it says, quench not the Spirit, for those who have God's Spirit, don't quench it. There's a whole Laodicean era that has turned away, and that's the time period we're living in now. Don't quench the Spirit, and that's the warning. Verse 20, it says, despise not prophesyings. You know, when we read what Jesus Christ said there in Matthew 24, 22, don't despise that. Don't turn up our nose against that or think that that's not going to happen. That's Jesus Christ prophesying that. Despise not prophesyings. And verse 21, prove all things and hold fast that which is good. You know, in a time of artificial intelligence, we need God's intelligence. We need to prove all things and hold those fast. Those good things, the spiritual knowledge, the right knowledge. And it's important that we really guard our minds, as we talked about in the beginning. Lesson 1 of the Correspondence Course says, when the Apostle Paul came to Berea, the people found he was preaching something utterly different than what they had been taught and had believed. They did not know whether Paul was a false prophet or a man sent from God. But notice what they did. This is in Acts 17, verses 11 and 12. Acts 17 here, and this is a great admonition again, a great example for us. Here's what we're to do. Acts 17, verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. So again, you see their attitude here. They heard something that was new to them, or they didn't have a lot of experience with, but they were ready to learn, to understand. And then it says they searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. They were ready to prove the truth. And they did so by searching the scriptures daily. So they were into their Bibles, they were into their Bible study. And that's what we need to be doing at a time when the world's asking all kinds of questions from artificial intelligence. We need to be asking questions of God. We need godly intelligence. We need his knowledge. Verse 12, it says, therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. So they didn't just search it, to see that it was true and go, leave it there. you know, they believed and they moved forward and acted on it. And we need to do that as well, acting on God's word. Lesson one of the correspondence course says, so study your Bible without prejudice, but be careful to prove all things, as the Bereans did, search the scriptures, whether those things be so. Read and study your Bible daily. Check up on yourself and see what it really does teach. Don't just assume that what you have always heard and believed is the truth of God. There's a lot of false knowledge out there when it comes to religion and everything else. And especially now with the rise of artificial intelligence, people asking a lot of questions, getting a lot of answers. But we need to be going to God for the answers. We need godly intelligence. If you'd like to learn more about this, please sign up for the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. It'll help you in your Bible study. We just talked a little bit about lesson one today. There's quite a few lessons. It's free. It'll be sent to you, and you can study it along with your Bible and prove it. Prove what's true. Guard your mind, especially in these increasingly dangerous times. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. And until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.